It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we find out why transgender state workers in Wisconsin won't get insurance coverage for gender reassignment services anymore.
First, just days before a primary election for Wisconsin State Superintendent of Education, a story broke about an effort at apparent collusion between two candidates in the race. At issue here, an alleged offer of a six-figure taxpayer-funded job for one candidate to drop out of the race. Here's candidate John Humphreys making an accusation against his opponent, Lowell Holtz, speaking on WISN Radio.
I've been forthright about my background, but on December 22nd, Dr. Holtz and I agreed to meet at a Milton family restaurant to talk teamwork and a positive campaign. Well, he asked me to get out of the campaign, outright offering me the number two job at DPI, and of course I declined. But that's when I realized he didn't have a desire to do the job. It seemed like he just wanted a golden parachute.
In response, Holtz called the proposal a rough draft of ideas assembled at the request of business leaders in hopes of the two candidates working with each other instead of running against each other. He also says it wasn't meant to force either candidate out of the race.
Molly Beck joins us now. She covers politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
John Humphreys has been making the rounds with this allegation, including an interview with your news outlet, the Wisconsin State Journal. What specifically did he have to say about this?
Well, on Wednesday, he told me that, or actually he supplied the document that this is all about. He sent me the letter that he says Lowell Holtz gave him on that December 22nd meeting in Milton. In that letter, while it doesn't explicitly say, you know, if you drop out of the race, here's what you'll get, it does, you know, have a list of terms that include, you know, $150,000 a year salary, a three-year contract, a job with a driver, and then has some powers that those jobs would have within DPI. And Humphreys, you know, kind of filled in the gaps for me when I asked him about it. He characterized it as, you know, what you just heard, that it was a proposal that Lowell Holtz gave him that would, you know, outline some scenarios under which one of them getting out of the race in exchange for a job at DPI should one of them, you know, succeed and defeat Tony Evers. Lowell Holtz has disputed that characterization. He says they're just ideas. There were ideas that some business leaders that neither candidate will name asked them to discuss, and that they never went anywhere.
And the certain powers that this job would entail included a control of a handful of major urban school districts and a shakeup in Milwaukee. What was this about?
Right. So the job that the document, you know, says that Lowell Holtz would have would be, it looks like a sort of superintendent of these handful of quote-unquote urban districts that have, you know, a significant population of low-income students and a diverse student enrollment. It's, you know, Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Kenosha, Green Bay, those districts. And it outlines some things that job could do, including, you know, have control of the school board, be able to break up school districts if they wanted to, some pretty significant changes to those districts this position would be able to do.
And it seems like this breakfast meeting, these two candidates have very different characterizations of what was discussed and what went on.
Yeah, I mean, they agree that they met. They agree that the meeting was at the request of these business leaders that they won't identify. But it's the, you know, was this a real proposal or not, is what they're disputing right now.
Is this unusual to see something like this in this type of race?
I spoke to some political observers about that, and they've said that they think it's pretty unusual. I think it's the part that is most unusual is that it's in writing is what's most unusual.
We're talking with Molly Beck, who covers state politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. She's talking about these latest developments in the race for state superintendent of public instruction. And Molly, In looking at what these candidates are bringing to the race in this primary election on Tuesday, these two candidates, Humphreys and Holtz, what are their political leanings in their race?
Sure. Well, this is it's a nonpartisan race, but the two candidates that are seeking to defeat Tony Evers, they are, seeking support from conservative groups and conservative voters. That's, they're not identifying themselves as Republicans, but that's, who they're seeking the support from, because Tony Evers has a lot of support from public school advocates and Democrats. So while it's a nonpartisan race, it's kind of like the Supreme Court races. It's usually groups that identify with one party or the other, more or less, kind of get in and back these candidates.
How has the current superintendent, the incumbent here, Tony Evers, reacted to all of this? What is his campaign saying?
Today, they didn't say anything yesterday, but today they said that, they're very concerned about this, the part of the proposal that would allow this position to have the power over these school districts and, be able to make significant changes to the structure of school districts. I think his campaign manager called it a massive power grab. I'm trying to talk with DPI right now to see, how different this would be than what the powers the superintendent has right now.
Yeah. And what about this salary, $150,000? Does that type of salary exist in DPI, in the administration?
There's not a salary that I know of that is that high. When I spoke with the superintendent, he said that would be a raise for him. So, that salary level is seemingly high for DPI.
Is there considered to be a front runner in this race right now?
The people I talked to have said that they believe that Tony Evers will most definitely make it through the primary. It's tough to say between John Humphreys and Lowell Holtz who will prevail on Tuesday. For a while, it was, a lot of people just agreed that it would be John Humphreys. But Lowell Holtz's campaign has been a little bit more aggressive recently, so it's tough to say what will happen on Tuesday.
And with this new allegation coming out, this document, how that might play into what is happening in this race?
Right. It's obviously very early, so we'll have to see how this shakes out over the next couple of days. I talked to some people today that said that it could definitely, damage the credibility of one or both of those candidates involved.
And so what will you be watching for in the coming days?
Well, we're, following what the campaigns are doing. I know there's a debate tonight in Racine that at least Lowell Holtz and John Humphreys are expected to be at. So we'll see what happens.
Molly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck, who covers state politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us to talk about the latest developments in the race for state superintendent of public instruction.